11:23 your time. You're listening to Radio Woking. Good morning. It's John and Ashley here with you through till midday. Now, in the true spirit of Christmas, thinking of others is very much on our minds at the moment. And we're going to find out about this brilliant initiative, helping people through Christmas hampers. We're joined online by Rohan. Morning, Rohan. How are you doing?
Good morning, John. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. So, tell me a bit about what you're doing with these hampers to help people in the community.
Every year, we winter campaign is one of our biggest focus throughout the year. But this is a time of the year when people, we don't actually realise, even within the UK, they are most in need with help and support, whether financially or other ways as well. Mm-hmm. But one thing we started doing is, especially post-pandemic and also with the cost of living crisis that was happening over the last couple of years, we wanted to reach out and try to help out in spreading a bit of festive cheer. And what we're doing for that is we are basically part of the Festive Gift Basket Initiative. We were doing this regionally across some areas like Hertfordshire and Yorkshire, but we made it a national initiative last year. What this means is that you can essentially request a gift basket for someone who is in need, who needs a bit of cheering up this Christmas, who's alone during Christmas, and we'll deliver it to them free of cost.
Oh, brilliant. This sounds amazing, and, you know, it's going to bring a lot of festive joy to people that maybe, you know, had a tough year, people on their own, and it's just a brilliant initiative. And this is, you're with the Muslim Youth Organisation, so can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm just part of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association. We are a subsidiary auxiliary organisation of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Association. And we are actually the largest and oldest Muslim youth organization in the UK as well. And what we try to do is a lot of our purpose is around integration and engagement within our volunteers. We've got the volunteers spread across the country, which is what made it very easier for us with delivering the gift basket as well. For example, last year we had requests all the way up north from Aberdeen down south to Bournemouth, and we had volunteers basically doing all these deliveries as well on Christmas Day. And the purpose of our activities and what we try to do is to engender a spirit of discipline and service to wider community, regardless of what anyone's faith, nationality, race or background is.
Okay, and this is all very sort of fits in very well with your, you know, your belief as Muslims, you know, as part of your sort of what you do, isn't it? You know, supporting the community.
The motto of our community is actually love for all, hatred for none, which basically comes from the understanding that we want to show compassion to everyone that's out there. And the worldwide head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, who's currently His Holiness, Hazrat Mirza Masroor Ahmad, he's actually encouraged us as volunteers of the community that we need to reach out and help people. It shouldn't be the case that we only help someone when they ask for it. We need to actively go out into our local communities and seek those who need any sort of support and try to help them out. Other things that we're actually doing over the winter campaign also include we set targets across regions for how many food donations they need to do, how many warm meals they need to prepare, how much clothes they need to donate in terms of the weight and stuff like that, how many care homes, hospital visits need to be carried out in regions. So we try to fulfill this and try to get as many of our members across the UK involved as possible.
I love how you got the whole UK involved, you know, mosques up and down the country, really sort of doing good and in that true spirit of Christmas, helping others and remembering those people that for Christmas it is hard because, you know, we see these adverts, don't we, about how brilliant Christmas is, it's the most wonderful time of year, but for many people it can be a struggle, can't it?
Yeah, regardless of the season, they're always there to try help reach out and help out as well. And like you said, this is a period where obviously we've got the cost of living crisis is still around and people are struggling with a lot of different things. I know you're only in the last couple of years, you also started, there were the warm rooms taking place around the country that really gave us an idea of the situation that a lot of people in the UK are in. And the uses of food banks is also as high as well in the UK. So these are the places that we try to step in and try to help resolve. And we're actually doing the current initiative that we're doing, the Festive Gift Basket, with our national charity partners, who are, one, we've got Mary Curie, who take care of the terminally ill and elderly care homes, nursing care homes, and also an NGO called Humanity First UK. And they are collaborating with us on this as well.
Okay, so they may be able to support what you're doing, but also maybe sort of pinpoint you to people that may need the support and the help and maybe want to need to receive one of these baskets, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly, because what we're trying to do is trying to get maximum reach as possible with these.
Okay, so how are these gift baskets? I mean, there's obviously a cost here. How's it funded? Because you're giving them three. How is it all being sort of funded, paid for?
Very, very, very good question. I think this is a question I probably get the most as well in my emails. But who's actually paying for these? So we've got two options. So on our website, when you're requesting a basket, you've got an option if you want to donate as well. If not, that's completely up to you. If you want to and want to support, but actually, how it works is that the volunteers within our organization, they also make financial contribution for the youth organization to run. And this isn't just internal events, so this covers our internal events, their get-togethers and all that, trips and all that kind of stuff. But also there's a budget allocated towards charity and welfare events and activities as well. And from the donations of our volunteers, we are actually able to fund something as good as this.
Brilliant. And what goes into, what sort of items do you put into the baskets? Is it sort of, do you kind of like make it individual per person, depending on what they like, or is it kind of just like, items that you put in?
Yeah, good question again. So what we try to do is, there'll be general items like festive eateries, we'll have mince pies, chocolates, biscuits. And then we do try to ask the people requesting if they can give some specifics in regards to whether it's an elderly person or a child. And whether what's the gender as well, if they're able to tell us that. And then we try to make them a bit specific to that person. For example, we also try to put some scented candles, coffee mugs, soup, hot chocolate. For children, we put toys in there as well, to make them more specific for them. It works out at around 15 to £20 per basket. So we always make sure that the items are always at that work out in total that much.
Okay. Well, I really love what you're doing. It's just so brilliant. It's giving so much joy to people in right to Christmas. How do we nominate somebody? How do we find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. So what you can do is, to find out more about this initiative, you can either go on our socials. We've got Twitter and Instagram on AMYA UK, Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association UK. Or we've actually got a website set up as well where you can put requests in. And this is under mercyformankind.org. And on that website, you can find our festive gift basket initiative. The Mercy for Mankind term that's been used here was actually a term that was used for the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And that is a lot of our inspiration behind this initiative and behind our charity work and all that kind of community engagement comes from as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you, Rohan, so much for telling us about what you're doing. And it's just brilliant. Thank you so much, and good luck with it all.
Thank you very much for having me. I wish you all a happy new year and see you soon. Thanks.
Take care. Thank you for your time today. There we go. Thank you very much. There you go. Brilliant stuff. That's Rohan there, telling us about a brilliant initiative where people that may be finding Christmas hard, people may be struggling, they can get that parcel delivered to their door. Brilliant stuff.